Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you, brother, be here and in the hospital, half your head eat off of cancer? Amen. We got a lot to be thankful for. And I tell you what, if we're running short on anything, we're running short on being thankful for what God has done for us. Amen. God been good to us. Amen. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Micah said, He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee? But to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. I know Baptists that are so proud, they got their nose stuck so far up in there, if they ever got caught out in a rainstorm, they'd drown for sure. Oh, I'm proud that I'm a Baptist. God said you ought to be thankful that you're a Baptist. Amen. Not proud. I don't think the Bible has very much good to say about proud. There are six things that God hates. Yea, seven are an abomination unto Him. Guess what the first thing on God's list that He hates is? He hates a proud look. He hates a lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. And heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies. And he that soweth discord among brethren. Now, I'm not telling you this to be gossiping. I just want you to know how to intelligently pray for this brother and then you rip him to shreds. Tell every ungodly thing that you can think of about him. Hey, he needs prayer. If he's bad off as you say he is, he needs somebody to pray for him. Not run him down and talk about him and gossip about him and run him down. Amen. Let me read this. Then we'll get right into the message. Dare to do right. Old Dr. Bob Jones used to say, do right if the stars fall out of their silver sockets. Do right. It's never right, or it's never right to do wrong in order to get a chance to do right. So just do right. Dare to do right. Dare to be honest, good, and sincere. Dare to please God, and you never need fear. Dare to be brave in the cause of the right. Dare with the enemy ever to fight. Dare to be patient and loving each day. Dare to speak truth whatever you say. Dare to be gentle and orderly too. Dare shun the evil whatever you do. Dare to speak kindly and ever be true. Dare to do right, and you'll find your way through. Amen. You like that? I did. Amen. Pretty good now. Over in 1 John, if you want to turn there, 1 John chapter number 1. And while you're turning there, let me just read this to you. If we're going to have revival, guess what's going to have to go? Self-seeking. Yeah, sin. Self-seeking, self-glory, self-interest, self-pity, self-righteousness, self-importance, self-promotion, and self-satisfaction. Self's got to get out of the way if we're going to have revival. In 1 John chapter 1, starting in verse number 6, the Bible said that if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, what does God say you're doing? We lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Woo! Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If we're going to have revival, you and I, as God's people, are going to have to learn to get along with one another. I don't like his looks. Well, maybe you ought to look in the mirror. You might not like your looks. Amen. Come on now. Verse 7 said, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Now, if we say that we have no sin, God said we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. But thank God, verse 9 and 10 said that if we'll confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Woo! Glory to God. Hey, you'd be amazed what would happen if every one of us would get right here tonight. There's some of you sitting here tonight. You've got aught against somebody else that's sitting here, and you don't even want to speak to them. Isn't that pitiful? And we wonder why we can't have revival. Hey, talk about one another. Run one another down. I wouldn't go around him. I wouldn't go eat with him. The Bible says you're not to eat with sinners. And I wouldn't. Hey, I'm going to tell you what, you might ought to look in the mirror. Let me go back here. Hold your place there. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17, you don't have to turn there. If you're too lazy to turn there, I'll turn and read it to you. The Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, guess what he is? He's a new creature, and all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Woo! Hallelujah. Listen to the next verse. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us unto himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Woo! Hallelujah! Now then, verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. You know what an ambassador is? That's somebody that's representing either a group of individuals, another country, or some other group. An ambassador is somebody that is going with a message and he's got something to tell. Hallelujah. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. Hallelujah. Why? For he, talking about God, hath made him, talking about the Lord Jesus, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. How? In him. Woo! Hallelujah. That's the good. I think I'll go on to chapter 6. Listen to verse 14. God said, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Why? For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath he that believeth, or what agreement hath the temple of God without? Well, let me back up and get 15. And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Woo! Hallelujah. Wherefore, because of what he just got through saying, wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Woo. I know Baptists spend more money on cigarettes and chewing tobacco than they think about giving to the work of God. Say amen right there. Verse 18, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Whoop! Hallelujah. That's so good. I think I better go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Listen to this. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, starting in verse number 9. God, not Brother Clayton, not the pastor, God said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Amen. Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, Who'd ever thought we'd live to see the day that a sodomite, queer, somebody that's married to another man, run for president of the United States? Lord, aren't we in a maze?
Yes,
we've come a long way, baby, but it's the wrong way.
Yes, right.
God said the effeminate are not going to heaven. Ain't going to heaven. I just read it right there in that Bible. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers. They're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Nor extortioners. I missed that. They're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Listen to verse 11. I'm glad he put this in there. And such were some of you. Now, I heard a preacher say one time, Brother Jamie, that you are what you was. You isn't. Said that poor grammar, but it's not a good theology. Amen. Hey, if you're the same old bird that you've always been, and you keep doing the same thing that you always do, quit telling anybody that you know God. Amen. You don't love God. You love yourself. If you didn't love yourself, you'd straighten up and start flying, right? And get right with God. Hallelujah. Amen. You say, you're about to make me mad. You might get mad enough to get right with God. Woo! You say, you're being a smart aleck. No, I'm trying to preach the Bible that a lot of people don't believe anymore. God said, in such were some of you, but you've been washed, but you've been sanctified, but you've been justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Woo! Hallelujah. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication. You know why people get caught up in fornication? They start looking at things that they shouldn't be looking at. You say, what are you talking about, Brother Clayton? I was hoping you'd ask me. I'm talking about the boob tube. Did you know they show things on that wicked, ungodly devil? I call it a one-eyed devil because it's got so much devil and it's got two horns running right out the top, and they call them antennas. Amen. Oh, preacher, don't say nothing about my HBO and my, hey, a lot of you spend more on HBO and renting movies and looking at all that filth than you ever thought about giving to the work of God.
Right.
You think God's pleased with you doing that kind of mess and the work of God lacking and going slack because people will not give like they're supposed to give? Woo! And God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by His own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What? Great big question mark right there. Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body, for two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. You know what God said you're supposed to do? Look at verse 18. Flee fornication. Now, if you're going to flee fornication, you can't be looking at it on that HBO and that, hey, those people pays money to get that devilish mess piped into their home. Hello. Hey, you can just about now throw your TV out the window because most people's got a TV on their side and they can watch anything that goes on that old booger box there that they got on their side. You say, you preaching against cell phones? Hey, if you're looking at stuff that you ain't supposed to be looking at, you'd be well off to get you a flip phone like I got. And don't give a flip. Amen. That thing does about as good as I need.
Amen.
I know I get in a few places where I can't get a good reception, but I probably didn't need to talk to them no way because they probably want to gossip, and I ain't got time to gossip. Amen. Hey, you say, preacher, what are you preaching about? How to do the will of God. That's what I'm trying to get to. Now, first of all, if you're going to do the will of God, you first of all must get committed to doing the will of God. Amen. Listen to this. I think it's either 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 17. Let me see if it's 9, 17. It must be 2 Corinthians 9, verse 17. You say, Brother Clayton, why didn't you get that down right? Well, the day they studied that in school, my sister went in my place and I missed that. 2 Corinthians 9, I guess that's where it's at. 9:17. Listen to this. There ain't no 9:17. Well, anyway, let me go to the next one. Psalm 37, verse 5.
1
Corinthians 9:27. You won't have the offering for doing that. Double nothing, steal nothing. Yeah, that's a good one. Let's read it. Great goodness. All right, let's get verse 26 and 27. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death until he come. Now, well, glory to God. For as often as ye eat this bread, drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. If that ain't it, the Lord forgive me. Listen to Psalm 37, verse 5. Woo! Ain't we having fun? Psalm 37 and verse number 5. He said, Brother Clayton, why didn't you write all that down? I was driving. It's hard to write things down when you're driving. Psalm 37, verse 5 said, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Woo! Glory to God. You reckon I ought to get verse 8? Well, let's get verse 7 and 8. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Hey, we're saying I surrender all, and we ain't about to surrender. Woo! Got to get committed. What that Micah 6, verse 8? We may have done quoted. It said, he showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. You must get committed to do the will of God. Amen. Secondly, you've got to be confident in that what you're doing is right and that you're obeying the Lord. Listen to Psalm 27, verse number 3. Psalm 27, verse number 3. The Bible said, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Woo! Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. You got some problems? Listen, verse number 5. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide thee in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Whoop! Glory to God. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. Listen to 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 14. This is more Bible than some people read in a month or even in a year. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Hallelujah. And if we know that he hear us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Whoop! Glory. Now some of y'all ain't going to be able to take verse 16. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask and he shall give him life. for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pay for it. All, they even made a washing powder named that. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. So, if you're going to do the will of God, you got to get committed, you got to be confident, and you must be constrained that you're in the perfect will of God, and nothing is going to detour you from the perfect will of God. Let me see if I got this wrote down right. Job 32 and verse number 18. Job 32, verse number 18. I hope that's right. Let's see if it is. Now, y'all are easy to preach to, but you're looking at me kind of funny. I heard old Brother W.W. Burns say one time, he said, if you forget what I said, don't forget what I read. You say that. He said, I thought that individual loved God. And I was going down the road one night, and I looked in that window. There's that blue light. Yeah. And he come out the police neither. And it didn't color television. Now, Brother Burns hated television worse than you would hate a rat.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You know why he hated it so bad? Because he knew what it would do to an individual, our home.
Right.
Hey, when your wife don't want to commune with you, she don't want to talk to you, she don't have nothing to do with you, she's looking at all that mess on Hollywood. I'm going to tell you, you can't compete with them harlots and all that bunch there in Hollywood. Listen to this. Did I read it? Psalm 32, or Job 32, verse 18. For I am full of matter. The spirit within me constraineth me. Behold, my belly is as wine which hath no vent. It is ready to burst like new bottles. Job was probably talking about some of us. Eat like a fattening hog and fast. Only fast I'm going to do is get to the table fast. I can't eat everybody I can get my hands on. Fast. Fasting is a lost art in our day. You say, Brother Clayton, do you practice it? Sometimes it's forced on me. I tell you what, when it's a toss-up, like flipping a coin in the air, where you going to play the light bill or go buy groceries, you better pay your light bill. Amen. Especially if that's the way you get heat. So I'm going to tell you, when it gets cold, children and mama don't like to be cold. You have to break up the furniture and start burning it. Come on now. Amen. Hey, we're talking about doing the will of God. You've got to get committed. You've got to be confident. You've got to be constrained. Did I read 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14? I don't know if I did or not. Let me go back over and read it. See, I don't preach a long time. I just don't write my things down good enough. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14. Paul said, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. Why don't we quit living for ourselves? You ever heard somebody say, hey, you'll come over to the meeting. What's in it for me? Do they pay anything?
Come on now. Come on.
Hey, one fella, he said, they paid me real good. Paid me no attention. Said, here's your hat, but don't hurry. Hey, hope you got enough gas to get down to the gas station, because we ain't giving you nothing. I've been in meetings like that. And you ain't going to believe, Brother Jamie, I was invited. You're going to be the main speaker. Yeah, I was the main speaker. But it didn't pay nothing. How long would you work on a job and didn't get no pay? Didn't draw no pay? Didn't get nothing. I mean, didn't get a dime. Nothing. Well, I thought you preachers just supposed to preach, you know, whatever you can get. That's what most of them does. And they don't get a whole lot. I ain't complaining. I ain't grumbling. I ain't griping. But if you'd stay out of them video shows, some, and quit blowing your money on all that tomfoolery, you'd have some money to put in the offering. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you, I heard one fella, he was so discouraged, he started singing a little song. He said, you get a hammer, I'll get a saw, we'll cut off the legs of my mother-in-law. And boy, I'm going to tell you, he was about ready to do it. Amen. Want to do the will of God? Get committed. Get confident. Be constrained. Be courageous. Hallelujah. We got some men of these mealy-mouthed, compromising, ear-tickling, back-scratching, little soft-soaping, so-called preachers won't stand for nothing, fall for anything, and you holler, boo, and they'll jump like they're shot. I'm telling you, we need some stalwart men of God that'll preach come hell or high water. Amen. Amen. Woo! Amen. I ain't in it for what I can get out of it. I'm in it because God put me in it, and God will take care of me. Hallelujah. Hey, be courageous. Listen to what the Bible said in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 32 and verse number 6. Oh, this will be a blessing. This cocky pistol. This will help you. Amen. Deuteronomy 32 verse 6. Do ye thus requite the Lord, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father that hath bought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? Hey, remember when you didn't have two nickels to rub together? God's been good to you. Remember when you was riding around in an old rattle trap? The tires on your car were so slick you could see the air in every one of them. I'm telling you, hey, I got in about, and I ain't begging for tires. I got tires. But I got in a situation, and I went to this place I was going to buy couple used tires. And that fella told me, he said, these tires wore out. He said, if you'd hit a good bump, you'd be walking.
Right. Yeah.
I said, well, what am I going to do? He said, well, I got a couple used tires here, I can say. We'll put them on the front, and it'll run you a little way. And he said, you need some tires. I said, well, they'll water a mule if he'll plow. And I'm telling you what, if you're going to go for God, you got to have tires. Well, hallelujah. I'm riding around them old tires. Good friend of mine called me on the phone. Everybody hates him. They cuss him. They call him everything but a white man. I mean, they hate him. He said, Brother Clayton, did you get any tires? I said, yeah, preacher, I went and bought two used ones. They said they'll run you for a little bit. He said, come on down. We're going to put you some tires on that car. Preacher, I went down there. We went down to the tire store, and I tried to talk him out of it.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't going to believe this. I tried to talk him out of it. I said, brother, I said, now I've got two on the front. Why don't we just put two on the back, and then we'll go with that. They said, oh, no, we're going to buy you a brand spanking. Brand spanking new pair of tires. Yeah. Set tire.
Hey.
Set a tire. And they started working on that bank, putting new tires on some. And then, look at this. First, got the food around his pocket looking for money.
Yeah.
He said, I ain't got enough money. We're not going to buy it. I thought he was going to ask me for something. I didn't think we're looking at you. But no, he said, we'll go to buy it. We'll get some more money. He just went to the bank, got money. Man, I pulled out of there, brand new set of tires. Hey, I'm going to tell you, you honor God, God will honor you. Hey, you take care of God's business, I promise you, He'll take care of your business. Amen. And He's never, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor His seed begging bread. Hallelujah. God's people don't have to be. Hey, if you'll tell Jesus your needs, and it's a real need, and it's a bona fide real need, God will see that it's taken care of.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
All of God's people ain't broke. All of God's people ain't so stingy that if a nickel fell on the ground, they'd grab it and try to find out heads or tails, and then just about have a nervous breakdown because they dropped a nickel. Amen. Hey, I know Baptists so tight.
They squeak when they walk. They wouldn't give a nickel to see a black snake ride a bicycle backwards across the Grand Canyon if it had anything to do with trying to get somebody saved. Amen. But spend money on all kind of HBO, and that's Hell's box office. Have that mess piped into your home. Wonder why your wife don't want to get romantic with you. Hey, she's watching all them devils from Hollywood. Why in the world she want to fool with an old buzzard like you? Amen. Shoot my mew. Come on now. Lord, help. Somebody said, we're going to see you after service. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I might be hard to catch. Most of them big, bad, tough fellas, they say, oh, I love to fight. They ain't been in a good fight. One day when you get your teeth knocked out and get about half your head busted wide open, somebody take you and turn you upside down and start flashing your head against the cement, you'll get to quit liking that fighting pretty quick. Somebody said, I like to fight, but it's rough on the clothes. I tell you what, it's rough on the skin, too. Amen. Woo! Hey, got to be courageous. Hey, we've got too many of these mamsy-pamsy, ear-tickling, back-scratching, little salt-soaping, so-called preachers won't stand for nothing, fall for anything, shake a dollar bill in their face, they'll about have a nervous breakdown. Hey, we don't need no more like that in our ranks. Give us some men that loves God and is not afraid to go through hard times for the Lord. Did I finish up there in Deuteronomy? Do you thus requite the Lord, O foolish people and unwise? Now, I know I got to quit. Is not he thy father that hath bought thee? He that hath he not made thee and established thee? Woo! Lord said, tell me. I didn't have a bite to eat all the way down. I drank a cup of coffee. It cost 37 cents. They didn't give me honey to put in. And I got the refill out there in the car. I may drink it tonight. But anyway, and had a bite to eat. Pulled up down there at that motel. Now see, I've been in the meetings where the big preachers, the big shop, the big dog, the main preachers, they get to stay in the motel. Little fellas sleep back in the woods or back in the outhouse somewhere or down there where they cut the wood at, you know, somewhere like that. I've been on both sides. I know. Fella met me at the door there at the motel. I didn't know he was there. He thought he was there. God knew he was there. He said, I've been looking for you, Brother Clayton. I got some money I want to give. I said, I almost died of a heart attack. He pulled out some money. I said, well, glory to God. All of God's people ain't broke. Now, he's probably broke now because he gave it to me. But all God's people ain't tightwads and skin flints and squeeze a nickel till the buffalo jump on the Indian's back and ride him away. I mean, all God's people ain't that way. Hello. And that about thee. He gave me a sack of fruit. Hey, I lost the button off of this collar right here. His wife's going to sew it on for me tonight. I'll press his shirt up to that, and I may wear it again tomorrow. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, Brother Clayton, do you need anything else? I said, all I need is a good thank you that I'm fixing to give you for all you're doing. Woo, I'm telling you. Hey. Old Reverend Ike had one thing right. He said, you can't lose with the stuff we use. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. God's people are not tightwad. And God's people are not skin flint. And God's people don't spend all their money on HBO. That's Hell's box of it. And all that other mess. Hey, listen to Psalm 27, verse 14. I'm almost done now. Don't swallow them false teeth now. Psalm 27. Psalm 27. Hey, you know what they tell me? You know what they tell me, preacher? They say when it's quiet, you can hear better. Glory to God. Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Hey, and while you're waiting on the Lord, be like a waiter. Yeah. Lord, what can I do? Lord,
yeah.
how can I help somebody?
Right.
Hey, go around looking for an excuse to be a blessing.
Right.
Go around. Right. If you see somebody got a hole in their shoe, I mean, praise God, see, you can't find them up a good pair of shoes. That's a glory to God. Here's your good pair of shoes. I just want to do it because Jesus loves you and I love you.
Yeah,
glory to God. Yeah. Hey, don't forget to run your clock ahead.
Right.
You know, see, I'm on Georgia time. I said, I walked in there, and this woman, she said, what do you need? I said, I need a battery in this watch. So she got it, she put the battery in that picture, and after she put the battery in, she told me, she said, you know that little thing? It's like a vise that you screw down and it pops the back back up. I said, yes, ma'am, I've seen them. She said, well, we've lost ours or somebody's hit it or something. And I can't get the back right back.
Yeah.
I said, well, what do you expect me to do? She said, I'm going to buy you a watch. I said, ma'am, I don't want you to buy me a watch. I just want a battery and this and that I got. And everything will be hunky-dory and we'll be getting along real good. She said, no, I want to buy you one. Take one out and I'll take it. I said, ma'am, I ain't never had nobody do that for me. Are you sure? She said, take one out. I seen that right there. She said, you like that? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I'll pay for it. I'll give it for it. Well, she bought that watch. Give it to me. This Walmart. I mean, I never heard of it. I thought Walmart was tight. I thought Walmart squeezing into the bubble. I mean, and she said, I'm going to pay for it. I take them gospel booklets. Hey, you want to find out where people are at?
Yeah.
Just see if they want to give out some gospel books,
yeah.
Gospel tracts, religious laws, headed for hell, faster than a bullet, and all that kind of stuff. Hey, people ain't interested in that.
Right.
They don't want to give out gospel tracts. Hey, they want to know what's in it for me.
Yeah.
Woo! I said Walmart the other day. Now Phil said nothing about the watch in me. I said Walmart the other day. This little black girl's in there. I said, ma'am, did you know this booklet right here tells what to do when you're lonely and when you're downhearted and don't know what to do? I said, it's got scripture right there. Boy. I said, ma'am, did you know they tell me that a lot of people commit suicide around holidays because they think they've got nothing to live for, and they get depressed and discouraged, and they kill themselves. I said, ma'am, you ain't going to do that. Right? She said, no, sir, I'm going to read this. I said, glory to God. What do you do when you're lonely? Gives the scripture right there. I mean, I'm telling you, you could be a blessing to a lot of people if you'd just do it. Hallelujah to God. And so that girl walked out and said, what? And I said, well, man, what am I going to do about this with the back? No. She said, there's a place right down, two doors down, it's called Batteries and Bulbs. Said, go down there and they'll put that back on for you. Well, I went down there, sure enough, they put that back up. I asked the man, I said, what are you, sir? He said, you don't know me nothing. I said, well, I believe I can afford that. Don't owe me nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I gave him a gospel tract, thanked him, and went on about my business. Well, a hit dog will always holler. And I tell you what, a lot of times they're setting you up because I got another watch. A Boulevard. Boy, that thing looks, that thing is sharp. It looks nice. And it needed a battery. I went back down there, and I said, sir, could you put a battery in this one? He said, oh, yeah. Yeah, I seen dollar signs in his eye. And so when he got that battery in there, man, that thing cranked up. It started running good, just like it's supposed to. And I said, how much sold? About $16 or $18 for something littler than my little finger right there. I said, I like to faint it right there in the store. But I paid him and went on my way and thanked the Lord that everything is rosy and glory to God. Everything's going to work out just right. Hallelujah. Hey, did it ever dawn on you that you can't take it with you? One old black fella said, he said, I can't take it with me. I ain't going. I said, oh, yeah, you're going. Whether you want to or not. Hey, but you can't take it with me. Hey, Psalm 27, verse 14 said, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Is any of y'all evangelists? Any of y'all? Now, I know he's a missionary, You evangelists, any missionaries, evangelists, I's one. You know, I've gone to some places. They don't give you enough money to get out of town. I'm serious. They don't give you enough money to get out of town. You can't even buy gas to get out of town. But my pastor, Brother Allen, Pastor Allen, he said, Brother Clayton, you'll go to some of them places like that. Don't grumble. Don't complain. Just do right. Be thankful. And God will make it up.
Amen.
You know what? I found out he was right. God will make it up to you. I mean, he's made it up to me many, many times. I go to a little old church out in Podunk, Holler, and they probably didn't have 10 people. And man, they tell the treasurer, oh, Brother Clayton done the best he could. He ain't much of a preacher, but he's trying. Let's write him a good check. And I'd say, I second that motion, Lord. And I write a check for $500 or $600 or $700. I mean, Lord, I went out of one place one time. I had so much money, I couldn't count it all at one time. I felt like a 10-cent millionaire. I had money in every pocket. And I thought, woo, it's evangelism. Awful nice. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, God will be a debtor to no man. Amen. Hey, and if you will trust God and let God call the shot. Listen to this. I know I got to quit. But in Acts chapter 28 and verse number 15, listen to this. I'm almost done. Acts 28 and verse number 15, if I can find it. Next time I come here to preach, I'm going to bring me another Bible. So I can just, you know, turn real quickly. And you say, why don't you memorize it, Brother Clay? You help me and we'll do it together. Acts 28, verse 15. And from thence, when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us as far as Appii Forum and the three taverns, whom when Paul saw, he thanked God and he took courage. Woo! Glory to God. My. Hey, it's amazing when you go somewhere. Pastor Allen said, Brother Clayton, don't grumble. God will make it up to you. He has. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7. I know I got to quit. But listen to this. Joshua chapter 1, verse number 7. This is good. Oh, this will help you. I hope it will. Joshua chapter 1, verse number 7. These pages stuck together, brother. Do you know, Brother Ricky, I was laying down there after you'd done all that stuff for me and helped me and been such a blessing to me. And I said, God, I feel so bad. I can't even remember the man's name. He's got a boy that's a ball of fire. Son, I tell you, he preaches the drop of the hat and he'll drop the hat. I mean, just preach glory to God. Joshua chapter 1 verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Be a sin. Y'all don't want to preach a sin, do you? Be a sin not to read verse 8. Verse 8 said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Glory to God. Y'all get mad at me if I got verse 9? Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Woo! That means stay in the middle of the road. Stay in the will of God. And be committed, confident, constrained, courageous, and content. Hallelujah. Philippians 4 verse 11 said, not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. You ever learned that? 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse number 6. Listen to this. Now, I know I've got to quit. 1 Timothy chapter 6. They said, Brother Clayton don't preach very long. He just got to quit a lot. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse number... Well, let's get verse number 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Preacher, If you was up here struggling like I am, I'd pray for you. I wouldn't criticize you. I wouldn't talk about you. I wouldn't get mad at you. I wouldn't get your offering. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain that we can carry nothing out. And having food, we had some good food back there. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich. Do you know what it means to will to be rich? Y'all want to know? You have the philosophy, I'm going to get all I can all I get. I'm going to set on the can, guard it with a shotgun, dare anybody to try to get any of it. That's what it means to will to be rich. For they that will to be rich, they fall into temptation and a snare and the many foolish and hurtful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. Listen, verse 10 and 11. Now I'll quit. For the love of money. Now, you ain't got to have $1 million to be in love with money. I know people that are as poor as Job's turkey. And he was so poor he had to lean against the fence just to gobble. And you can be as poor as Job's turkey and still be in love with money. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they've erred from the faith and they've pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I'm done. I used to hear my mama go around singing back when I was a kid. They said my Lord was a devil, and they said the disciples were the same. So I'm not expecting anything better but heartache, grief, and pain. But my work's gonna soon be ended, and my race, it's just about run, and my work's gonna soon be ended, then I'll be a gold. Woo! Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, sir.